No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Hello and welcome to the Brass Tacks podcast. It's weeknights 9:25 on CNN News 18, where we focus only on the news. We move away from all the debates and the shouting, and it's just the news. Lots to talk about today. The air quality, Ansia, is just completely, you know, it's out of the park. This is as bad as we've seen in many, many months now.
Zucker, it was absolutely insane yesterday. It looked like some apocalyptic scene outside my balcony. It was haze. And this was at noon. I have never seen, and I've lived in Delhi for about 22 years now, I've never seen the city look like that.
And the problem is, you know, I don't think any of the governing class, whether it's the Aam Aadmi Party, the party that runs the Delhi government, whether it's the neighboring states, the central government, nobody seems to be interested in finding a solution. They just want to, you know, pass the buck. They want to, you know, indulge in a blame game. And frankly, I don't think we're getting any closer to a solution to this problem.
Which is why the Supreme Court had to step in today. The Supreme Court said exactly what we have been saying all of these days. You can't just keep passing the buck.
Yep.
The right to breathe, the right to life is paramount here. And this is a state of emergency that we're witnessing in the capital right now.
That's right. It's Article 19. It's the right to life. And if there's no life, nothing else. I mean, everything else flows from life. And if people can't be given something as basic as clean air to breathe, then I wonder, you know, what's the point of everything else. You know, the primary culprit, I think this time, happens to be stubble burning. And there is a common sense solution to it, which no one wants to address, or no one wants to come together and say, okay, this is the problem and this is how we're going to fix it.
No, and I think they're just pandering more to their electorate rather than actually solving the matter. You need to take tough measures. Look at what you've lived in China. Look at what Beijing did.
Yeah.
They didn't care. They left people out in the cold without any coal heaters or anything like that because they wanted to crack down on pollution. So you need to stop thinking about your vote back.
Absolutely.
And start thinking about how a long-term solution can come about.
Yeah. You know, there are multiple reports about how the crop cycle itself has changed. The timelines have changed. Earlier, people wouldn't burn stubble in this time of the year, October, November, and therefore, you know, things wouldn't be this bad just at the onset of winter. The stubble burning season used to be much later. That's one part of the problem. The other part is, you know, because Punjab has now changed its crop growing largely to paddy, and paddy leaves behind these, what do you call these very thick sort of, I don't know if it's, you know, chaff, or I'm not sure what it is, but really stubble that it leaves behind, which either you manually then cut out, which is an expensive proposition, or you get these new, what they call super seeders, to try and sort of in a mechanized way get them out. And again, that costs money.
Yeah.
But surely between the governments of Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, the central government, I'm sure there's enough money going around to subsidize these machines for the farmers if need be, just for this one season.
No, and add to that, I think there has to be some kind of consciousness that comes from within, because over the weekend, wedding season has kicked in basically. So you still have people bursting crackers. Even for Chhat Puja, people were bursting crackers.
True.
I could hear it at night.
True.
There has to be something from within that says, hey, we can't do this anymore. It could be a small part of the problem, but then why aggravate it?
Yeah. And a lot of people are, in fact, leaving Delhi. You know, people who can afford to are leaving for places abroad. People, because schools are shut. So they're also saying, you know, the new phrase, smogcation, has become very popular. And I know this for a fact, like, you know, students, I mean, in my daughter's class, a lot of the parents have left Delhi because it's not worth it staying in Delhi at this time of the year. You're just coming off the Diwali weekend. You know that schools are going to be shut. You know the air is going to be bad. You might as well get out.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are considering moving out of Delhi for good, especially people who have small children or elderly parents to take care of. Are simply saying this is not worth it. This is not worth our time.
This has serious ramifications. And, you know, well, what we have right now with us is odd and evens, shutting schools for a few days, stopping construction for a few days. This is not a long-term solution.
Exactly.
They need to come up with a long-term solution. Till then, why would anybody want to live
here? And we tend to think that, you know, because it's visible in the winter, you can actually see the smog outside, but it's not like the summers are any better. In fact, you know, as per AQI levels, I think Delhi barely has about 40 to 50 good days out of 365. Yeah. So essentially 300 days, you are living in bad air.
Yeah.
And eventually that's going to take a toll on your health. That means increased health costs. If it's increased health costs, then it means increased health budgets for government. So it's a vicious cycle. And if you can kill the problem at the root by focusing on the environment, by focusing on the air and giving people something as basic as clean air, you're actually also, you know, helping improve the health budget.
Absolutely.
You won't have to wait. You won't have to spend so much money by way of health budget because people are battling the after effects of pollution. You know, you must be wondering why we're talking only about this, because frankly, this is the only story.
Absolutely, this is
that we're focusing on today on Brass Tacks, and I think we'll be looking at all aspects of it. I mean, not just the problem, but also how it can be overcome. And I think that's where we leave this this podcast. So look forward to your company at 9:25 weeknights. That's Monday to Friday on CNN News 18, Brass Tacks. Thanks for tuning into this podcast.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.